Sanders? Hello? Is this Governor Sanders? Yes, just a moment, sir, for the president.
Hello? Carl, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Did you get back all right, Governor?
Oh, got back fine. I've already been working since I've been back. Seems like you have, too.
Well, we're doing all right. I sure thought you did a wonderful job at the convention. I heard more compliments about you than anybody at the convention.
Well, I appreciate it. I enjoyed it. I think that it turned out real well. And since we've been back, I've been putting pieces together. I got some of our Republican newspaper friends coming in the first of the week. I'm going to see if I can't change a few of them.
Well, I sure hope so. We got a good gallop coming out tomorrow on your folks. What you ought to do is plan you a good agriculture meeting down there sometime before long, and we'll make some of our folks come down and talk about issues on to these farm groups.
Well, I'll do that. I want to talk to you about that now.
We got the poll coming out tomorrow. Shows the farmers 65-35 in our favor. Kennedy had 49% of them. This is Gallup. It'll be in the morning paper. Gallup shows business and professional at 61-39 for Johnson.
Here's what I was going to suggest to you. I'm sure that you've got a lot of suggestions. I know you've got yourself and your running mate where it's going to do the most good. But, you know, a lot of people got a false impression about Senator Humphrey. And I've seen him in action now, and I know what he can do with these folks if he'll just get out on the stump and talk to them. And I really believe that the quickest and best way to dispel a lot of these ideas that some of these farmers and rural folks and some of these southern folks have is get that fella, get him down here. Well,
he's sitting here by me and ready to come the first meeting you can get, that you can get a crowd like you got, as many as you can get, that you think would be reasonably friendly.
All right, well, I can get a crowd. Now, what I was going to do, and this is something that you might help with, and this is one way, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to, but I'll do it. I've already talked to Vincent. We got a big REA meeting in Cairo that is one of the biggest every year, that has several thousand people that come to it, and they've had some big names. They got Dick Russell coming. I spoke last year. They got Dick Russell supposed to speak to them this year. What I was thinking, and this may be a little bit crude way to go about it, but, you know, it's time to put the hat on some of these damn people, and that is, I was thinking about calling him up, saying, Senator, we want to get Senator Humphrey down here now in front of all these farmers. You on that program this year. I've already cleared this, by the way, with the local people down there. I know what they'll do. And I said, we've got a chance to bring him down and let him really make a speech to these farmers. Since you're on the program, I'd like you, if you'd be willing to join the team and introduce him. And if he'd do it, I'd wrap that thing up.
Sure would. Yes, sir, if he'd do it.
He's already committed to come and be on the program. And that's one way to find out whether he's shown up for our friend or not, or whether he's going to be on the team.
Yeah, that's all right.
And I was just wondering, old man Vincent was going to talk to him. I just wondered if you might put a bug in his ear and see whether he might either pull his back or say, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll be glad. I'll be glad.
We could bring every farmer from all over South Georgia. We'd wrap that thing up in one little lick.
Now, are you going to call him?
I'll call him. I will call him, but don't you think maybe, would you rather have me call him first, or do you think maybe...
I think you all ought to call him before I talk to him, else he won't know why I'm getting into it, and he won't think I'm extending the invitations for the REA in Georgia. But what you ought to do is send the wire to me and to Humphrey and to him, and that's to... urging all of us to maybe urge me to come and speak, and Humphrey to come speak. And I'll wire back I can't come, and Humphrey can say, well, he thinks he'll try to work it out. And then when you get that wire, send him copies of them. When you get that wire where he says he'll try to work it out, then I'd call him and say, now, this man indicates he might come. Would you mind calling him and urging him to come, telling him you'll introduce him?
Well, now, let me follow through on that again. You think... Before you think I ought to send, have a wire sent to you and the Senator Humphrey.
Yeah. I'd do that today by the proper people. Now I'll wire right back and say I can't come, but I'll urge the Vice President to come.
All right, well now...
Just say we'd appreciate it. We know it's difficult, probably unlikely, but we'd like very much to extend you a hearty invitation to you and your running mate to appear at this meeting. And then I'll wire you right back and say, I deeply regret it. I got a conflict. I can't come, but I will urge the Vice President to come.
All right, well, let me see if I can't clear the thing with him on that basis. If we can clear it on that basis, then the Senator's on the program now. Then they could, what I'm thinking about is this. I'm just talking politics with you now. I'm thinking about whether or not it might be more advisable, or perhaps better, if I called Senator Russell and told him we were thinking about doing this.
That's all right.
If we sent those wires, of course, it's all right, then he might say, well, hell, if they're going to come, then I'll just cancel out my appearance. I want to get him on the same damn platform.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And I don't want to give him a chance that he's going to tell us he's not going to do it. I want to know it before we...
Well, I'd do it that way and then send the wire.
Don't you think that's
yeah,
better?
That's good.
Then that way, if he doesn't want to do it, we can set up a
number. That's good.
But now, let me ask you this. I just want one commitment out of you, and that is before this election, would you come down here one time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What yep. about Warm Springs?
Wherever you want me to come.
Well... Whenever you want to come, about the middle of October sometime, something like that.
You just tell me and we'll work it out. You call Jack Blaney, tell him what day, and we'll work it out.
Don't you think Warm Springs will practice?
Yes, sir, it'd be excellent. Couldn't be better.
Right on hallowed ground.
That's right. We'll just be there.
Tie your long relationship right back in with President Roosevelt.
We'll be there.
All right. Now,
wait a minute, there's a fellow wants to talk to you.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Senator.
Well, it's sure nice to talk to you.
I hope you're having a nice vacation down. You still in Texas?
Yes, sir. The sun is bright and hot here, and it's just wonderful. It's boiling out all the meanness out of me.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, you made a magnificent speech the other night. I think if you'll just replay that little... part where what the Republicans and Democrats did and what Senator Goldwater did not do, I think that will become the keynote of the whole campaign.
Well, thank you, Carl.
It sounds good. I came back yesterday and had a press conference, and we've been tooting your horn all over. I just finished talking with Congressman Tootin down in the 8th Congressional District, and he was... a little bit concerned. I said, hell, you just better make up your mind. If you're a Democrat, come on out. He said, well, I guess that's the way I feel, so I'm not going to do it. But we get things lined up in good shape here, and I just talked to the president. We got a situation that in October with the REAs.
Oh, boy.
It's an annual affair, and Senator Russell is on the program right now.
Yes.
What I want to do, and of course, he's been a little bit... quiet in his approach to this campaign. I want to call him.
Yes.
Tell him that he's on the program and that I'd like to get you down there. And while he's on there, let him help us carry the ball with those farmers and with him there. And I think if we do that, we can wrap that thing up.
Yes, sir.
Now, the other thing is, and I mention this to you because I don't know how this would go in Georgia, and I want to think about it. I was talking to the mayor last night of Atlanta, Ivan Allen. Of course, Ivan's thought was that if we got you down here, which I want you to get those rural people.
Yes, sir.
Other people, I think as far as the Negro vote in the South is concerned, it's going to be solid.
Yes.
Anyway, he wanted to set up some meeting in Atlanta. I did. One of the Negro colleges with 40,000 or 50,000 Negro citizens, but... I'm afraid that might...
Not first, Governor.
I don't think that would help. I think that no. might hurt you. Might
you let me get with those farmers first.
That's right, because that's where you want to make your lick, and then once you convince them that you were right, you were their friend, and with them, they could swallow some of the other, but we went in on this other thing first. I think it would be a bad dose of nothing.
We don't need to do that. Not only that, we've got the goods on this Republican crowd on this agricultural situation, and we ought to just play it for all we can.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if I can't find the senator and talk to him and see if I can't get this thing working. Now, if he's not going to play on the team, we want to know about it.
Yeah.
We know about it now, and of course, we can set the meeting up with them regardless. But I just thought since he's committed to be there at that time, that this might be a good chance to kill a few birds.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you, Governor, one of the things I was saying to the president, we just were talking about you this morning and about your state and the area down there. All these newspapers keep saying, well, the South is out of bounds to Senator Humphrey. I think the sooner that we can make a trip in there without too much fanfare, into the rural areas, into the small towns where I can talk to the merchants and where I can talk to the farmers,
right,
the sooner we can do that, the sooner, better it's going to be, because I'd bet my life on it that we'll get by all right.
I'm not worried about you. I watched you the other day, and I don't think you're worried about Georgia people. You saw some of them the other day.
I loved them. It was great.
It's just a matter of getting the two together, and that's you and them, and I think once that has happened, I don't think we'll have any problems. So let me go to work now on talking with some of these people, and we may even set this thing up earlier than that. It may be that in order to do what you just suggested, that I'll get with our Commissioner of Agriculture and a couple of others, and we may, while the tobacco markets and all are still going, we may decide to go ahead and set up a meeting or two in South Georgia and bring the REAs in as sponsors of this thing and get you down there right away and let you go ahead and start talking.
Yes. Well, one of the things I might suggest is that even if we didn't have big meetings, if we just had a Southeast Agricultural Conference, at which we could just sort of just talk things over, just planning things for the Democratic Party.
Well, I think that'd be great. You mean invite in there, then we'll have a meeting in Georgia and invite the agricultural commissioners and all from...
And the interested leaders in agriculture around in several areas.
That's a good thought.
Give that some thought, Carl.
I'll give that some thought. I'll be in touch with you in the coming week. You'll be back in Washington, won't you?
You betcha.
I'll give that some thought, and I'll be back in touch with you.
All right, friend.
Okay, fine.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.